It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Pot on campus. Not exactly a breaking story, but medical marijuana has given that old concern a new twist. Medical marijuana is legal in a quarter of the states and expected to become legal in more, which is putting colleges in a bind. Because marijuana is still illegal under federal law, allowing students to make use of their prescription pot on campus could jeopardize a school's federal funding. Susan Sharon of Maine Public Radio reports.
For 25-year-old Robin Smith, reefer madness has taken on a whole new meaning at the University of Southern Maine. He's a part-time junior, lives off campus, and has a doctor's authorization to use medical marijuana.
Gotta make sure the keys are out of the ignition or else it's driving under the influence.
Smith is sitting in the passenger seat of a parked SUV. He's across the street from the university so he can self-medicate without violating laws that prohibit both smoking and drug use on school grounds. Maine is one of 16 states that has legalized medical marijuana, but it's still not permitted on campus. So Smith either goes home to use or retreats to the privacy of his parked car.
What strain are you using today?
So I have some Blueberry Widow right now, which is a hybrid.
An Army veteran who spent 15 months in Afghanistan, Smith has been diagnosed with anxiety and a joint disorder. He also suffers from severe and frequent migraines. He's been prescribed half a dozen painkillers and other drugs to ease his symptoms, and he's free to bring those on campus. But Smith says he doesn't like the way they make him feel. He also worries about becoming dependent on them. Instead, he prefers medical marijuana.
I was told to use a very small dose, so I took two or three hits, and I have to say that it made me feel quite a bit better than the painkillers or the migraine medication or the muscle relaxers.
University administrators say they sympathize, but they can't afford to violate the Drug-Free Schools and Communities Act and the Drug-Free Workplace Act by allowing Smith or other student patients to use pot.
It's not a question of right or wrong, ethical, not ethical, any of that.
Stephen Nelson oversees student misconduct at the University of Southern Maine.
Right now, we just can't run the risk of losing federal dollars.
He says the university receives more than $60 million worth of Title IV financial aid. Couple that with research funding, and Nelson says hundreds of millions of dollars could be withheld. Alan St. Pierre, executive director of the group Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, calls that scenario far-fetched.
There's no historical precedent for such. If a student patient can have really dangerous and addictive drugs like Percocet, Vicodin, and morphine, then there's no moral or pharmacological reason why they can't have a mildly psychotropic vegetable matter.
Jill Creighton of the University of Colorado Denver says colleges don't have much choice. Creighton has been presenting on the topic of medical marijuana to college administrators around the country for the past several years.
Some student codes of conduct at different institutions are much more lax about marijuana use in general, but the assumption is that if we were to allow medical marijuana on our campuses, we would then be jeopardizing our Title IV funding.
Requests for comment from the U.S. Department of Education for this story were not returned. However, Allison Price, a spokesperson for the U.S. Department of Justice, issued a written statement saying, quote, "The Department of Justice is focusing its limited resources on significant drug traffickers, not seriously ill individuals who are in compliance with applicable state medical marijuana statutes." Robin Smith says he won't wait for his university to relax its policy. He plans to stop taking classes on campus and stick with online courses next year. For NPR News, I'm Susan Sharon.